understand she's got one to one meeting on the 25th.
No, I just want to
get that. I've got interest in this.
I think
we're
very clear this is it's my information. I don't know. I'm not involved in this piece of policy.
This is meant to be an open and honest discussion regarding the fire regulations.
Sure.
You're inviting people who know very little about the fire and are open about it. The people who really do need to discuss these.
I'm trying to take it outside.
The people who need to discuss it. The people who really need to be here, you're now stopping the people coming. Why are you stopping people coming in?
On the
table,
words, they have to be, they've already been.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's with us.
They,
I'll go and check, but I'm just...
Tell me he's with FPU, he's with
I mean, okay.
It's meant to be fair and open, and you're now not making it fair and open. And the person who should be here, the person with a lot of experience, is being pushed to one side, and other people with very little experience are being invited.
Sure.
That doesn't look good.
Sure.
Does it? And it looks very bad on your behalf because you're blocking people who actually know a lot about it. And if it wasn't for Terry, there even wouldn't be an environmental audit committee from last year.
Sure. Okay.
So I think these are really important.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Completely understand.
And it's not going to look good on your behalf if you're stopping people coming to these events.
When you
it
gave me
be an
the
open
impression
event.
I was invited.
Sure, I got the email. Sure.
Do you
want to
get the email, Terry? Because I asked as well.
So just to be absolutely clear, we're obviously trying to engage widely on this topic.
Yeah, yeah.
Today's event is one of a number of events that we're having to engage with people.
Sure, yeah. Sorry, what's your name?
My name's Duncan Johnson.
Duncan, nice to meet you.
Good
Johnson.
Lovely to meet
you.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to get through the situation that's happened today.
Uh-huh.
I'm not on top of all the details. There's a series of stakeholder engagement activities that are happening. I know Mr. Edge has been offered a one-to-one.
No, you've offered me a separate one-hour meeting to keep me to one side rather than invite me to the main event. Who else have you invited to one-hour meetings?
I haven't invited any.
Come on, we're not daft. We know what's going on here. So I think the most important thing is you let Terry in, and it's an open discussion, and everybody's invited. You can't just divide out people who you don't think should be there.
I understand your argument.
Yeah.
You'll also appreciate the need to run a successful
series
of events.
To have a successful event, you need people who understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
I'm the leading expert.
It's a waste of time,
okay.
Isn't it? If all you're going to do is pick and choose people who don't know anything about it to turn up to an event, then that's not sensible, is it?
Well, it's fairly obvious.
Sorry, I mean, it just seems... I'm just speaking from a logical point of view.
Yes,
if I was running an event myself and I wanted to produce something positive from it,
the
most important thing is to get people in who actually understand.
I understand that viewpoint. I also know from running...
Sorry, excuse me.
I also know
I'm
from
retired
from
place.
I also know from
sorry,
running
who are you?
Sorry.
I also
Stephen
know from running
Stephen
events,
Davis.
Running areas that sometimes when you're all the horses and get to all the answers.
Sorry, Stephen.
What
do you do? Sorry, what do you do?
Are you not in charge of this today?
What do you do? What's your role?
Oh, security.
The system director. So do you know anything about the background of this?
It was. So, well, not by name. I'll take that back.
Surely
you can make a decision, can't you, assistant director? Are you going to ignore me, or are you going to make a decision?
So, if you are Robbie Irving, you are on the list, and if you are Barry Jackson, you're on the list.
That's it.
Robbie was allowed into the London workshop when he just turned up on Tuesday. So why can't I be...
So, is this open government? Are we talking about open government here, where people are selected because they have a slightly different view to everybody else? And not just a different view, but actually know and not
I've
more
listened
about
to you three times on
product.
This set. We are going to go down and get security to eject you from the building.
Well,
you do not have permission to be in this building right now.
I do.
We can enter into...
No, I have permission
are you,
yes, I am on the list.
Okay, so that's fine. I'm just trying to work out who's...
Yeah, no, sorry.
So
I'm sorry.
The two that are on the list
are invited.
Can you give me a reason for why I'm not invited? Even though I...
There is a series of consultation events.
No. There aren't a series. There's one more with me on my own. Let's be honest about it.
Okay.
Why?
We're not going to solve that right now.
Yeah,
I've got a list of 31 names who are invited to this event.
Nobody else is supposed to be in the door.
Who is pulling the strings here? What? Why is this so difficult? You know, it shouldn't be difficult. This is about the government listening to what's going on in the furniture fire regulations.
Maybe the government doesn't want to hear one voice only. We want to talk to different
people. No, but he's not going to hear one voice. He's not going to cause problems.
Can we just? This is really simple. I need to. So you are. So you.
Mark Dowan, Coppersay.
So sorry, where are you on this list?
I've got my card here.
Jessica, hi.
Okay, so you're not.
Don't worry, they're not letting me in.
What do you mean I'm not on the list?
Don't worry, they're not letting me in.
Sorry,
no, they told me
I was invited. That's fine. I thought you were all from.
Yeah, no.
Fine.
No.
So that's perfectly straightforward.
I just want to understand what's going on.
And I'm not.
I can't believe my ears really on what's going on.
That's fine, but I can't solve that.
Anybody would think this is Russia.
You gave me Sarah Smith gave me the impression I was invited. That's why I bought a train ticket from all the way to Birmingham.
That's fine. And I apologise for any confusion. Are you Barry Jackson?
Yes.
So you're on my list. That's very straightforward. Thank you for your patience. And you're Robin Irby. You're on my list.
Can you just explain why somebody applied to come here from a fire extinguisher company 2 days ago and he was allowed to come in? Now, that is just crazy because he hasn't got hardly any experience of the furniture fire regulations. Okay, you're completely
it's really
the guy who does have experience, I'm sorry, your argument is so wafer thin, it doesn't make any sense.
If it made sense,
it would be logical.
You two gentlemen, if you want to introduce yourself, otherwise, we need to ask you all to leave.
You haven't let me finish yet.
I've heard plenty from all of you.
I'll go in.
Okay.